Nearly every indigenous culture has had a name for what this time in history is all about. The Hopi, for example, call it the coming of the sixth world, or the beginning of the new dream. Researchers now that are witnessing the changes are calling this the magnetic shift to zero, or the time of the polar reversal, or a dimensional shift. Now others are calling this the time of zero point. Zero point, that pivotal moment, that rare opportunity in history when all of these parameters converge on this time and this experience of space-time, where we may take all of the experience that we have ever had collectively and pivot from that point forward into something brand new that's never been done before. Zero point. We entitled this body of information Beyond Zero Point, and there's a reason for that. For so many people today, so many books and lectures and workshops that participants in our groups have shared, and they've shared these experiences with me, the focus has been on the phenomenon of the zero point, on what we do when the magnetics fall, and what does it mean when we reach the point of the shift of the ages. The outer phenomenon, the sensationalism of that outer phenomenon. From my perspective, each of these events that are happening, the crop circles, the shift in the magnetics, the galactic phenomenon that we're seeing of new galaxies being birthed and new signals from within our Milky Way, as interesting as they all are, I believe they're byproducts of something much more significant. And that something is the change that's occurring within each of us in this moment. Is it possible that the greatest challenges of our lives, the challenges of health and survival, the greatest challenges of emotion in our lives, could they be the triggers that push us into the place within our lives where we must reach deep inside and awaken this great potential that lives within us? And that potential is what carries us across the threshold through this membrane of the time that we call zero point, or the shift of the ages. Is it possible that that's happening? And I believe that this, the beyond zero point, looking beyond the outer phenomenon of what's happening within our bodies, this is the possibility, this is the hope, this is the crux of this moment, this time in our lives. We'll bring these possibilities into play, and we'll explore this further for the rest of our program.
This concludes Session 1 of Beyond Zero Point with Greg Braden. Our program continues with Session 2.